The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
It's Matt Slick Live. Matt is the founder and president of the Christian Apologetics Research Ministry, found online at carm.org. When you have questions about Bible doctrines, turn to Matt Slick Live for answers. Taking your calls and responding to your questions at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, welcome everyone. I just hope you're going to have a great Friday. I plan on it. Got a little bit of news. For those of you who are subscribed to the CARM videos on YouTube, please consider signing up for the newsletter, because I'll probably end up getting kicked off pretty soon. There's an atheist who doesn't like what I'm doing, and he's been complaining. And so, you know, whatever. I'll be writing about it on my website. And so if you are interested in keeping up with me, all you got to do, go sign up the newsletter, and we'll be giving the information, we'll be going, what's going to be happening with that. So there you go. And, you know, it happens. Persecution happens. He says, I don't have the right to discuss COVID and vaccine stuff because I'm not a scientist. And, of course, he's not a scientist either, and yet he has the right to tell me what I can and can't do. And stuff like that. But what he fails to understand, what a lot of people fail to understand, is all areas are under Christian authority. This is the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and we have the right to examine everything. Okay, by the way, I'm going to just give you a little bit of a heads up. Ask that you pray for our missionaries in Africa, because I've got some interesting information today in our meeting. One guy, Joster, great guy, he's going around and preaching and teaching, and the internet connection there isn't that very good, but he's been spreading the word of truth, and been working with a seminary in Miami and out there in the southern part of Africa. I'll just kind of leave it that way. And we've got a guy in Nigeria. I will say this, and a while back I wrote an article. I've mentioned it on CARM on the radio. I wrote an article about the right of self-defense that a Christian has. Don't they just lay your lives down and just do nothing and get killed? And we have the right of self-defense, not the right of vengeance, though. And so I wrote this article up, and he's been telling me that thousands and thousands and thousands of articles are being copied and printed up and distributed all over the place. Government officials are interested because the Muslims have been coming in and killing Christians, and the Christians don't know what to do. So this article is being disseminated. Now, I'm not advocating violence, but we have the right to defend ourselves, as Jesus said, buy a sword, to sell your cloak and buy a sword, Luke 22:36. And that was in the context of going out into the world, being Christians. We have the right of self-defense. And I've talked to people about this, experts in Christian theology, and they agree. Yes, we have that right, not the obligation, but we have that right. So please pray for the Christian church in Nigeria, where hundreds are being killed weekly by the Muslims. You know, that religion of peace, which reminds me, go to thereligionofpeace.com. And it's a an interesting website, thereligionofpeace.com, and it documents the atrocities committed by Muslims all over the world on a regular basis. You can go check it out. Oh, man, I should be kicked off the air for saying that Islam is not peaceful and that Muslims all are killing Christians, because that's probably not something that's allowed to be said in our free country with our free media and the freedom of religious expression. You know, if I say, nope, Islam is not a peaceful religion, it's a violent religion, and it's a dangerous religion, nope, you can't say that. You know, you're Islamophobic. They're Christophobic. So anyway, this is what happens, and the unfairness of the world, the hypocrisy of the unbelievers, is alive and well. But we have our hope in Jesus Christ, and we're going to be going to heaven, and we'll be with him. And unfortunately, I don't seek glory in this, I don't seek satisfaction in this, but unfortunately, those who've resisted him will face the judgment of Christ. And I don't envy them, I don't want that for anybody, I just don't. But we are in Christ, and he is our King and our Lord. All right, now, what we're going to do now is get on the phones here, and we have two open lines. Give me a call, 877-207-2276. Pearl from Rockville, Virginia. you're on the air. Just messed up.
Hello.
Hi.
I want to get your opinion, sir, on a definition that Mm-hmm. I felt led of the Holy Spirit to give to a Jehovah's Witness or two Jehovah's Witnesses that came to my door.
All right.
And I knew who they were, but when I asked them who they were, they said, you know, Jehovah's Witness. I said, oh, you don't believe the Lord Jesus Christ is God, do you? They said, no. I said, well, how many persons do you see standing before you? They said, one. I said, well, God made me body, soul, and spirit. But I'm one person. He manifests himself in those three different portions that he gave me as a human being. And I said, I am a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a sister. None of the three are a combination of any of the other. But there's just one pearl. And if you don't believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is God, because God is God the Father, he's God the Son, he's God the Holy Spirit, but he is one God, and he manifests himself in those three different personalities, but he is one God. I said, do some research on the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you don't come to the conclusion that he is God, you will go to hell.
All right. So, do you have
now,
a question about that?
I wanted to get your opinion. I had not read anybody.
Okay.
I'm a reader. I had not read anybody saying that God made us body, soul, and spirit.
Well, Taylor, let me jump in a little bit.
Let me jump in. Different personalities.
Let me jump in. Expressing themselves in
one person.
Pearl, can you hold on? I'm going to jump in and help you out here a little bit, okay?
All right.
You don't want to say that God is three personalities. That's not a correct way to say it, all right? We say three distinct and simultaneous persons, not personality. And there's a theological reason for this. The word person.
Would you repeat that again, sir? Distinct persons.
Yes, I've written it on the website. What the Trinity is.
Distinct persons. Okay, but not personalities.
Yeah, I've written about this on CARM. You can go to CARM.org and type in what is the Trinity.
I don't have a.
You have a phone, right? You can go on a phone and you can look it up there. But the Trinity is one God and three simultaneous distinct persons. Not three gods in one God. That's not what we teach. We don't teach polytheism. It is one being who is God who exists simultaneous as three distinct and simultaneous persons, not personality.
Not personality. So it's not a personality, it's person.
Yes, say person. And you don't want to say
God the Father, in other words, bear with me, God the Father manifests himself in the person of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
No, I'm trying to help you out here, so hold on, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so you want to say three simultaneous and distinct persons. That means the three persons have always existed distinct from each other, yet at the same time have always been the one true God. We don't know how that works, but that's what the scriptures reveal. You don't want to say the Father manifested as the Father or God manifested as the Son because that's modalism or Sabellianism or called modal monarchianism. These are varying degrees of errors on the same thing where there's one God who has three personalities, three manifestations. And so this is what Oneness Pentecostal teach, and that's it's a cult, it's false doctrine. This is why you have to say one God in three simultaneous and distinct persons, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Okay?
Well, for some reason, I can't get that straight, sir. Could you break it down for just like a little child? I believe in God.
Yes.
But that's just the way that, you know, he...
The word person...
I got it from the Holy Spirit is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
No, the Holy Spirit is not God the Father. That's a false doctrine.
Isn't he simultaneous with God?
Okay. being simultaneous with the Father is not the same thing as being the Father. So you said he was the Father, if I heard you correctly, and I said that's not correct, and then you said, but simultaneous. See, you got to understand, you got to be very precise. And I've written about this on the website, and there's a lot of articles on the Trinity on CARM. I go through it. One God, one being, he expresses himself as three simultaneous and distinct persons. We say the word person because a person has a will, can say you and yours and me and mine, etc. A person is self-aware. So Jesus is a person, and he speaks to the Father. The Father speaks to the Son. The Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks. They're all three called God. They're all three indwelling us. They all three have a will. And so that is why we say three distinct simultaneous persons. That's the correct doctrine. It is not correct to say that there's three gods, like Mormonism says. One God, the Father, another God, the Holy Spirit, and another God, Jesus. And that's three gods. That's polytheism, and it's completely unbiblical. And that reminds me, on Tuesday, just let everybody know, we're going to have Bill McKeever on the show the whole hour talking about Mormonism. He's a world-class expert. Doesn't like me saying that, but he is. And he'll be on Tuesday in a few days. We'll be discussing Mormonism in depth. All right, so you don't want to say that the Father is the Son and the Son and the Father is the Holy Spirit or are the Holy Spirit. You don't want to say that. That's what Oneness Pentecostal says, and it's a false doctrine. There are...
Well, I didn't realize that. Do you understand from whence I came, though? Body, soul, and spirit is pearl.
Yeah, I understand that, and it's not the greatest analogy. People use it. The one person
but
has
it's
three...
Not good. It's,
this is why it doesn't work. You're saying one person has three roles, but that's
right.
Not a proper representation of the Trinity. See,
that's just three, for the human being.
No, it's okay. I've done this for decades. That's not the best analogy. I understand you're trying to represent it to them, but to say that it's that you as one person have different roles, that's modalism. That's
I never heard that word, sir.
Yeah, and it's
how
also
do you spell it?
M-O-D-A-L, modalism, I-S-M,
M-O-D-A-L-I-S-M. Okay.
There's also a form called dynamic monarchianism, which deals with the issue of... These are all things, you know, that history has dealt with through the heresies, and where God is... I'll just leave it at this. Just say this. God is one... There's one being who is God who expresses himself as three simultaneous and distinct persons. And it's not that one person has different roles. That's a heresy. And it's not that one person became the Son and then that person became the Holy Spirit. That's a heresy. Okay?
No, I didn't mean that.
No. So it's just a matter of wording it properly. And you probably mean the right thing, but a lot of people just don't have, you know, practice at wording it. And that's how to word it. One being, one God, who is three simultaneous and distinct persons, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Simultaneous and distinct negates the other heresies. Okay? All right, pearl. And guess what? The Greek word for pearl, the Greek word for pearl is margarita. Just letting you know. It's fun.
Oh, thank you, sir. Can I just ask you one more question?
We got to go. There's a break, okay?
So okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, God bless. Hey, folks, we'll be right back after these messages. Please stay tuned.
Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. If you want to give me a call, we have two open lines, 877-207-2276. Let's get to Charlie from North Carolina. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, brother.
Hey.
I was wondering if you've ever heard of the term depopulization.
Yes, there's a movement, the idea of having only 500 million or less people on the earth. It's put up in the Georgia Guidestones, which I think is in Atlanta, or it's in Georgia, and put up in 1980. Yep. And Basically, it means something like 90% of the world's population needs to die.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
And it's a movement among, I guess, the elite or the powerful.
Yes. Now, I don't know to what extent it is, how many actually hold to it, but I've heard, and I need documentation for this, if anybody has any documentation from individuals who said that we need to depopulate the Earth. You know, it's one thing to say, well, we need less people on the Earth. Okay, well, let's say we need less people on the Earth. How do you achieve that? Well, you know, you just have less births, and you be wise about things, and so you don't strain the Earth, so to speak, and it's resources. Well, okay, but if it's, hey, let's introduce a disease and wipe everybody out, most everybody, well, that would not be the right thing to do, you know, or introduce wars to destroy life all over, and, you know, who knows?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, so we are overpopulating, or, well, I don't know, I've actually read different articles about this. We can have as many as 100 million people survive on the Earth if it's managed properly, but, anyway.
Yeah, because I was thinking about those graphs and charts you put together, and mm-hmm. the more vaccines are, the more deaths.
Yes, and there's a relationship there. Uh-huh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's something there, because there's more. I heard there was more deaths. I heard there was more deaths this year, and this year's not even done, than we had last year. And we got more vaccinated here, so it's consistent with your research.
Yep, it is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and that's a little scary, because mm-hmm. they're pushing it hard, and they're pushing the elderly and those with underlying health issues.
Uh-huh.
And mm-hmm. I think you're onto something there, brother.
Yeah.
and
here's
scary.
A question.
It's scary.
My question is this. If we can trust what the government says, which I don't, why is it that they say, hey, you've got to get vaccinated and have passports to be able to go into restaurants and whatever, this kind of thing, you know, which we know is moving towards more of an actuality here. Why is it then they just open the borders up for illegals to come in against the law? They break the law to do that, the government does. Doesn't enforce the laws that are there and then allow people to come over with COVID? And yet, hey, buddy, this is serious.
Yeah.
You got to wear a mask. You got to get vaccinated. Not them, the illegals that we're opening the borders up for. Not them, but you do. It just does not add up. Something is going on.
It doesn't make any sense.
Does not make any sense.
I know part of it, a big part of it, is the spiritual wickedness in high places. That's definitely going on.
You know what?
But, yeah,
something just popped up on my phone, okay? Literally, I think someone may have sent it to me. Bill Gates talked about using vaccines to control population growth.
Yes. I wasn't going to say it, but I was going to wait till somebody else, but I heard that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bill Gates.
He just popped up on my phone. Yeah, so, you know, who knows? But here's a question. Am I allowed to say things like this here in America? Am I allowed to have freedom of speech? Less and less.
Mm-hmm. Last time I heard, we still can, right?
What happens, I'm writing an article on the rise of socialism, and I've got so much going on, but I've been doing this, and let me see, the dangers and methods of socialism. And so I write this article, and I have 10 steps. I'm going to come back to it probably tomorrow fresh and then modify these steps. Socialism is a lesser form of communism, which means increasing governmental control with a corresponding decrease of personal freedom. Socialism claims to provide equity to all by increasing its own control over the means of production and distribution. Socialism cannot thrive in a culture that is unified in a religious or ethical system that centers on personal freedom, responsibility, and accomplishment. Socialists use the increase of disharmony in a society by setting groups against each other and fomenting disharmony so that it can come to the rescue. And number five, socialist bureaucrats use them. Yep, that's right. Socialist bureaucrats use the media to guide the population's thinking. Free speech is restricted. Yep. Socialism takes over the schools to indoctrinate the youth. It increases its own power by passing more laws while it's restricting the freedoms of the people. It uses various means to enforce its policies, whether it be fines, imprisonment, or confiscation of rights. And it uses a lot of blame shifting, not to mention confiscation of weaponry and various things like that. And so it's a control system, and this is what's going on in America. And there are control markers. Maybe some of the control markers are you going to get vaccinated or not? Are you going to wear the mask or not? Now, no, just so you know, I'm not against vaccines. You want to take it? Take it. But what does the government get off on telling us if you want to, so to speak, buy and sell and travel because it's the rights that privileges given to you by the government, you have to take the vaccine while they open the borders up illegally and let people flood in who are infected? Something's not right. I don't trust them. That's me.
I just want to say real quick, I know there are other callers. I love you, Joe. I love you, man. And even though, you know, I didn't vote for Biden, we do need to pray for our leaders.
Oh, yeah. I pray for it.
Just I want to let everybody know that. Pray for the leaders and all the politicians and president, vice president. And I can't wait to meet you in heaven one day, man.
Yeah. We're going to meet in heaven. We're all going to meet in heaven and
praise,
you know,
praise God, brother.
Praise God. That's right.
Okay, take it easy.
All right, man. God bless. Thanks a lot. Okay. Hey, let's see. Let's get on the air with Anthony from Des Moines, Iowa. Anthony, welcome. You're on the air.
Professor, how are you?
Well, I'm not a professor, but I get the point. I'm doing fine. Doing fine. So what do you got, buddy?
You always tell me that, Matt, but you know what? You're a learned man, and with your experience and your knowledge of stuff, I grant you the title of professor, but with much love, my brother.
Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate that. Wish it were true. But all right, so what do you got?
Well, you were talking about this issue of all these Christians, was it in Africa you were telling me about? That the Muslims were killing like hundreds of people.
Uh huh. Yep.
And we were, and I had talked to you before on the show about a Christian's right of self defense. We're both into martial arts. We talked about that a little bit, and so on. And of course, I'm a firm believer that we're not just supposed to lay down our lives. We're not supposed to be a doormat in the face of violence or opposition. But my question is, we're one of the most, we used to be, one of the most powerful military presence on the face of the planet.
Yeah.
Why doesn't our government go in and do something about these atrocities? I mean, it's abominable.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get back on the air. We'll talk about it, okay?
Okay, brother.
Hold on. Hey, folks, we'll be right back after these messages. If you want to give me a call, 877-207-2276. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's get back on the air with Anthony from Des Moines. All right, you there?
Right here, brother.
All right, so why the government's not helping out the Christians? Is that what you're saying, or the atrocities?
Well, Matt, here's the question in my mind. The government, and I voted for Barack Obama twice, and I'm not going to get into all that, but I thought at the time that he was a good man. Well, under his watch, they took out Osama bin Laden, which was, it needed to be done. We took out, the other guy, Saddam.
So what's your question?
Well, when we're seeing all these atrocities going on with the innocent people, Christians, and we're just standing by and we're not doing anything, we've got a military presence. I mean, we've got crack teams.
I have a question. I have a question.
Yeah.
What's your question?
My question is, why aren't we doing anything?
The government's not doing anything because the government is against Christianity. We are not a Christian nation. Something like really, I'd say less than 2% are real Christians in the country. That's just my estimate. And the government is hostile to the truth of God's word. Special interest groups, homosexuals, Muslims, leftists, socialists are moving in control. Christians' influence is waning, and so they're not going to be defending Christians here in the homeland. And they're certainly not going to go across the pond and defend Christians, like, for example, in Nigeria, who are being murdered by Muslims. Not going to do that. Because, hey, we got oil in Saudi Arabia we need to have, and you can't go in there and cause a problem in another country that the Muslims might say, hey, you want your oil? And so that's a problem. And since we have people like Biden who took us off the, undid what Trump did, whether you like him or not, Trump made us oil independent, and then Biden messed that up. So now we're, beholden to the Middle East for oil and power and things like that. And so there's problems. So it's just all a big mess because people don't have their eyes on God. They put it on themselves, their pocketbooks, what their power is. And so they're not going to help the weak and the needy. What they're going to do is help themselves. And that's what happens in government. Let me tell you guys something here. Let's see. I think it's Isaiah 1:17. Let me see if I can remember this right. Learn to do good, seek justice, reprove the ruthless, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. This is a command. What we're supposed to be doing. All right, let's get to Ryan. We lost Ryan. Okay. Now let's see if we got another one we can lose. No, we got him. Or let's get to Sarah from North Carolina. Sarah, welcome. You're on the air.
How are you, Matt?
I'm fine. How are you?
I hope you slept last night. I'm great. I hope you slept last night. I was the one that called yesterday in reference to Joseph.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Did you find anything that I was missing?
Nope, because I had to teach a Bible study last night. And so I had to prepare for that, and then that usually goes for 2 to 3 hours as people are here, and then I just relax after that. And then today is working on some other projects and stuff, and I got to do at 5:30, which is an hour from now, I'm going to be on being interviewed by Tony Costa, and we'll probably be talking about Molinism. So... Okay. And I got a debate on Tuesday I got to do. Yeah, so... Just busy.
Okay, I was just hoping that... I was just wondering, did you find something that I missed?
No, I haven't found anything. I haven't even looked. It's a good question, though. But I just haven't had time. All right?
Right. I understand. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome very much.
God bless you.
God bless you. All right. I do want to research that if I can. It'd be interesting. All right, we have 4 open lines. Why don't you give me a call? 877-207-2276. Let's get to Alberto from Georgia. Alberto, welcome. Be back on the air, man. Are you there? Alberto. Maybe we have a little phone problem again like we get every now and then. I don't know. Alberto, are you there? Hey, Keith. Is there a problem? Are we off the air? Are we off? Is there a phone problem or is it just Alberto? He's going to check. Okay. So I'll just stall here. We don't want any dead air time. So we're still on the air. Everything's looking good. All right. Well, let's try it one more time. Let's see. Hey, Alberto, you there? No, he's not there. Okay. We'll just drop him and then another call's coming in. We have 4 open lines. If you want to give me a call, 877-207-2276. I hope you guys enjoyed the Bible study last night. There's not been a show on, what do you mean? Not been a show on Odyssey since the 4th. Of course there has been. There's supposed to have been. I click it on a regular basis when I do the feed. Maybe I missed. I don't know. It's something to look at. Someone ordered weekend rest for Minister Slick on the chat. Yeah, I wish. Yeah, I haven't had a vacation in years. I need a vacation. What I need, I'm telling you what I need, a house on the beach. That's what I need, a house on the beach. I love water and just the ocean. And I can just sit out in the back and watch waves. You go, hey, look at that wave for like a month. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's just jump on the lines here. We'll get to Anonymous from Des Moines, Iowa. Anonymous.
Religious exemption. So.
Oh, hey, well, I just jumped in on you. So you wanted to talk about religious exemption, huh? Right?
Oh, hi, I'm Matt Slick.
Hi.
I'm calling from Wyoming, and I wanted to thank you for posting all that information for religious exemption. I'm a nurse, and I'm probably going to be fired for not taking the vaccine, and I'm hoping that your religious exemption would work. I'm not sure if it's going to work or not, because the hospital I work for is predominantly Mormon. So they're the ones that are going to be reviewing my exemption. So,
I'm going to just give you some advice dealing with Mormons. That if you can get a audio recorder to record any meetings you have with them, that's what I would be doing all the time. Because there are, let's just say there's plenty of instances around the globe of Mormons bankrupting people, doing things unethically because you're not a Mormon, it's justified to do some bad stuff. I'm not saying every Mormon's like that, but it happens a lot. I get a lot of stories like that. So that's one issue, and now let me ask you, you're a nurse. Tell us all, why is it you don't want to get the vaccine?
One is the religious with the things going on for the aborted fetal cells, and I just take issue with the submission with it. The other issue I have is I'm a frontline nurse, and I take care of COVID patients, and I see vaccinated injury people coming in. And after seeing that, I don't even want to be involved with that.
What do you mean vaccinated injury?
Well, people that are coming in with pulmonary embolus, head bleeds, internal bleeding, stroke.
How do you know it's related to the vaccine? Just curious.
These people that are coming in, I've taken care of them previously, and they don't have previous health history.
And then they get vaccinated, and then all of a sudden there's a spike in these things? Yeah.
Yes, and we have, so all this business of people saying that it's the unvaccinated getting people sick, that is not true. Half our patients are vaccinated, although we do have a small hospital. We have a large hospital that we ship people to, and I've talked to the flight people and who fly, patients across the United States, and they said 80% of those patients are vaccinated that are getting sick with COVID-19.
Yeah. Yep. This is this is it. But you know what? You're not preaching the proper the status quo. You're not preaching the proper message.
Yeah.
Submission and obedience is the proper message. And I don't want the vaccine. That's my personal opinion. My brother has had it. Okay, hey bro, that's fine. That's up to you. And, but I don't want to do it, and the religious issue is important because they're using aborted fetal material in the development and or testing of the vaccines, and that is an ethical violation as far as a Christian goes. We can't benefit from the death of the unborn. Golly.
I know, and that's an issue, and that's something that the Mormon population where I work at don't understand that.
Yeah.
Because, they heard from their alleged prophet from Utah, and they said, you guys need to take the vaccine to save the church. And
comply. Can you hold on? We got a break. Would you want to continue? Because I'd be glad to talk to you some more. Okay, hey, hold on then. Hey, folks, we have one open line, 877-207-2276. We'll be right back.
Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the show. All right, let's get back on with Anonymous from Des Moines, Iowa. Okay, so what were you going to say? Are you there?
This is from Wyoming still.
Yes.
Did you know I'm still on there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Another thing, too, is that, I actually survived COVID.
Yeah, me too.
I was hospitalized for a respiratory failure.
Wow.
And those people who took care of me, they harassed me in that hospital for not being vaccinated. I had two of them come in, and I was really sick, and they're asking me why I didn't get the vaccine.
Wow. Yeah, it's a serious illness.
I thought it was inappropriate.
Yeah. It is a serious illness. I'm not knocking getting vaccines. They don't have the right to do that kind of thing and hassle you. And, you make your statements. It's you and your life. Unless, of course, it's, you're pregnant and you can kill a baby, but that's another thing. The hypocrisy of the left.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I really appreciate everything you do. I signed up for your school, and
good.
I've been listening to a lot of your podcasts for talking with Mormons, which is helping me out a lot because they were trying to convert me when I started working there.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they will. And they're nice people. They just
they
believe in a false God and a false gospel and false Christ. Yeah,
they do. Yep,
that's right.
They do, and you debate really well with them, and I wish you could come here and debate with them.
Well, you know what? If people want me to come speak at their church and do an evangelism thing, apologetics thing, I can do quite a bit and hopefully teach a lot of people. It's up to them, I'm always available, or do online seminars or whatever. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it was great talking with you. Thanks for taking my phone call.
You're welcome, and God bless. All right.
God bless you.
All right.
Bye.
God bless you. You know, if nurses and or doctors want to call anonymously and talk about all this, I'm good with that. That's fine. All right, let's get on the line with Chris from Indiana. We lost Chris. Let's get to, how about this? Let's see. Next longest waiting is Logan from Burlington, North Carolina. Logan, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Matt. Happy Friday.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, I got a question about the rapture.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was just wondering about this vaccine and all that, and if this has any type of biblical significance.
Well, I don't think the vaccine really does. I don't really think it does. Vaccines are good things for the most part, have saved millions and millions of lives, are very good. The question becomes, when can they be used to exert control over a population? That is the kind of thing we need to be concerned about. It's supposed to be that you have your own right to be able to accept it or not accept it without being punished by the government for not submitting to its will. That's the concern. That's the concern, major concern I've got. Well, besides that, and the aborted fetal material. So, use it. But,
if I'm not able to go to the grocery store and be able to work, and I lose my job, and my whole life basically, different than what I planned it to be, and that's happening for a lot of Americans. So I'm just
kind of wondering
if this has any type of biblical significance.
Yeah, I don't know. What I can do is ask questions and then answer variations of the answers. We don't want a sickness to come through a population and wipe it out. If there's a real sickness and there's a vaccine that's not going to hurt you, and it's really a good thing, it's wise to take it. If there are reports of people having problems with it, then it needs to be slowed down and examined. And like I said, I keep bringing this up. The government's inconsistency is causing problems when they demand that we take it, and yet they don't demand that the illegals take it as they open the border and let them flood in. Hypocrisy is so clear that I believe it's not a health issue. It's a political agenda issue. That causes me to just put the brakes on. I don't trust them. I don't trust it.
It's kind of strange how they're not making the Congress before the senators get vaccinated. You know, all the high ranking people.
I like documentation on that.
That just kind of raised the red flag for me.
If there's documentation on that, I want it. Because this is the kind of stuff I need, you know, and ask the questions. Why are the government, if it's verified, why is it the government officials don't want to get vaccinated, but they want everybody else to? Why is it the government officials do things like, hey, you guys need to be taxed at this rate, but we're exempt? You know, the hypocrisy is there. You can't trust a government that is hypocritical. It doesn't watch out for the best for its own population. And when our government opens up the borders against the law and then penalizes people for enforcing that law, threatens the Border Patrol agents for enforcing the law, saying what they can't do, saying we need to be vaccinated, but they don't, it is absolutely a political thing. And then when they push through simultaneously all this crap going on, they push through a trillions of dollars a spending bill and there's socialist stuff woven all through it. You come on. You know, it's like no. I don't. You know, and then some people go, no, you got to take that vaccine. Why? Well, you can't eat, buy, or sell. What is going on?
Yeah,
it's a control thing. Yeah. That's how I see it. That's my opinion.
Yeah, the pianist that are at our church actually got vaccinated, and she's not able to play her piano anymore. She actually got this thing called a cerebral palsy, and she's got she's paralyzed in her hand. And
well, Eric Clapton
in the hospital now.
Eric Clapton lost the use of his hands. Yes. Yeah, after the vaccination. I think he got him back, but it was like that for weeks. He put up a video against the vaccine. You don't hear about that on the news media.
Yeah, it seems like it's kind of selective what you do here.
Yes. Yeah. You know, now my brother's had it and he's fine, you know. He didn't have any problems.
Yeah.
And I know a pastor's wife who had it. No problems. Okay, no problem. But wait a minute.
I believe that God is strong enough where, you know, if you receive 20 vaccines, it's not going to do anything if God, you know, wants to protect you all that.
That's right.
Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. That's right. He'll take care of you. And but we have to be wise also. And if we race our car and we get in a car accident and we say, well, God wants to protect me. No, you were being stupid. So we need to be smart in what we do and trust God as we go along. And I know a lot of Christians are losing their livelihoods because they don't want to participate in a vaccine that was developed in part at the expense of human life. The precious human life in the womb, and that we are then benefiting from that. That qualifies as religious exemption, as far as I'm concerned, which the Constitution of the United States says we're not to pass any law that prohibits the free exercise of it. Congress shall not do that. It doesn't mean companies can't do that. So now what we have are a bunch of companies run by leftists who don't care about our religious rights. They think they're ridiculous. You know, and me, I would love to debate them. I would love to debate publicly, nationally, these guys on abortion, on morality, on rights, on all this stuff. I would debate them. But see, the left doesn't want people who debate. They want to have an agenda. Because if people are debate, then what happens is the other side can be presented. They don't want that. They control the information. This is what socialism does, the rise of socialism. And unfortunately, more and more of the youth are so brainwashed, they're useful idiots. They say it's okay to censor people because you have to have the right things to say, then it's okay to be free to speak. And more of the youth believe in this. And they don't realize that it'll come knocking on their door one day. Yeah, at any rate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm actually about to be losing my college degree because my college is going to require the vaccine. I guess I could do a religious exemption, but
try it.
I don't know.
If you get a lawyer, sue them.
Lose my degree.
Yeah, if you get a lawyer. Yeah, and if I were in there, I'd be recording every meeting I had with them, and I'd be looking into getting a lawyer, and I'd be looking into suing them, because you can take classes without having to be on campus. There's no need for you to have to get vaccinated. It's a political, blackmail. You have to submit to what we want you to do with your own body, or we're not going to let you have a degree. This is totalitarianism. It's
ridiculous.
It just
seems like communism at this point.
Yes. Communism and socialism are forms of totalitarianism. Yeah. They're in control.
It just feels like it's taking over our government completely.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the past 3 years.
Well, the Christians... The Christians need to stand up. There needs to be a conference online what we can do about this.
Yeah.
What we need to do, we need to be united.
That's the only way.
Uh-huh.
That's the only way that we're going to get back America is if we all come together. You know
yep.
what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's what I believe.
Oh, and someone just wrote in the thing, no vaccination, no kidney transplants. Organ transplants are now being denied if you don't have the vaccine.
Yep.
So in other words, we're going to let you die if you don't take a vaccine. This is not America anymore. It's a socialistic regime in the old shadow of an actual republic under constitution, with people who are running the country who are basically not really elected. We can't trust the election results. I certainly don't. And you don't trust the government's equity. I don't trust them. I don't. And I'm saying it over the radio. How long? Much longer before I get arrested for what I say?
Yeah.
You know,
you got to stand up for truth.
I'm standing up for truth.
Even if that means being persecuted.
I've been persecuted. I've been swatted. I've been threatened with death. I've had Satanists say they're going to kill me and my family. I've been followed in cars. I've been threatened with physical abuse. I've had various things happen. And I grew up with bullies. And I tell you, it just emboldens me to fight harder all the more. That's just me. And I have a large voice. I have thousands of people on an email list. I've got thousands of people daily, minimum 15,000 a day coming to the website. And we've got a radio show. And so I'm going to continue to speak and promote the Lord Jesus Christ. And people have got to know this. Jesus is Lord of every area of life. Political, medical, everything. Home, church, family, everything. He's the Lord of everything, and we Christians need to submit to His Lordship in all areas. We have the right and the obligation to examine the issue of truth, because all truth corresponds to the mind of God. And what God says is true, what He reveals is true, and we need to study His Word, study Jesus, and live accordingly. And if the government's lying to us, then we need to expose that lie. If it's telling the truth, we need to submit to that truth.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Right.
I got a question. How do I join your email list?
Bottom of the CARM homepage. Just go to the homepage, bottom of the page. It says join up for the newsletter. Okay? That's a good question. I
really appreciate
it.
I really appreciate your help.
Thanks a lot, man. Call back on Monday, everybody. We're out of time. Sorry about that. I hate that, but we got to go. That was Logan, and Alan from California, and Alberto from Georgia. Hey, everybody, I hope you have a great weekend. May the Lord bless you. By His grace, we'll back on the air. And it'll be by His grace. We'll talk to you next week. God bless. Bye.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.